Yeah, I suppose we were surprised. Looking back 5 years, if we'd been forecasting this, we might have thought that growth would have been much slower than it turned out to be. And then post-Brexit, there was an awful lot of speculation that, again, the growth would deteriorate significantly. That hasn't happened in practice. So we found that since 2013, our unemployment rate has halved. We have another 6,700 people in employment. So that's a surprise. It continues a trend, but we wouldn't have expected that, as I say, 5 years ago. And that's across a number of sectors, but particularly IT and some around manufacturing and the health sector. I suppose as with Donegal, the increase in firms such as Primerica, we've large numbers of residents from here that are employed in a number of companies in Donegal, including E&I. And they're, of course, are coming back here and spending their money here in Derry. So that's boosting retail and other as well.
In terms of this no-deal scenario potentially on the horizon, is there a fear that that might impact the figures that are so positive at present?
Well, there's no doubt that a no-deal or a disorderly leaving from the EU would have a significant impact right across the region, obviously in particular sectors such as food and agriculture. But Derry City hasn't particularly strong number of businesses in that field, aside from one or two, but they're quite large, like Patrick in Artigarvan, just across the border from Lufford. Of course, will be severely impacted, and the disorderly Brexit, given that they're involved in the production of milk powder and other products, which cross the border a number of times, and that's already been said. The other issue, I suppose, that most people will be aware of is the volatility in currency, which we've seen. Which I suppose in the last 5 years, we've gone from an exchange rate of 1 to 1.45 euro to 1.8, 1.10 at the minute. So that obviously has impact, I suppose, and it's good for retail here on this side at the minute, weak sterling. But it also will increase input prices for businesses here. They're buying from firms in the Republic or elsewhere. So all of these things can be expected to have an impact. The other major impact will probably be business confidence and business investment. The consultation that we did along with Donegal County Council go back in 2017 around potential impact of Brexit suggested that uncertainty was the major issue that would arise, and that has proven to be the case. There's been no clear path, particularly by in terms of the government as to what's happening in Britain. So that has definitely forestalled investment by companies right across the region.